following is the President's speech from Marfa, Texas, Saturday, September 25th, 1948.
That's a long time.
You may have that opportunity, I hope. Friends of Marfa and Presidio County, to those of you who have not met, I'd like you to know that I'm Ken Regan, your present representative in Congress, and I'm looking forward with great pleasure to meeting all of you. But now I have a very distinct pleasure and honor of presenting your own fellow citizen, former Mayor Henry Cofield, who will introduce our very distinguished visitor and guest, Mr. Cofield.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Mr. Caulfield, Congressman Reagan, Governor Jester, and ladies and gentlemen, fellow Democrats of Marfa, Texas. It's a great pleasure to me to see this wonderful turnout here this evening at this great city of Marfa. I've heard of Marfa all my life. Highland Hereford. We feed them out in Missouri. They're famous all over the world. We are informed by Peter Evans that this is one of the entrances to Big Bend National Park, a democratic project which is put over for the benefit of the people in Texas, and which eventually will bring you one of the greatest tourist trades in the United States. Someday when I have a time and a chance, I'm going to come down and visit it myself and see just what it's like. You know, there is just one issue in this campaign between the Democrats and the Republicans. It's the issue of the people against the special interests. It's the issue of whether the people will rule the country or whether the special interests will rule the country. And that's the decision we have to make on election day. You are vital interested in this part of the world, in the cattle industry. I've named one of your great Highland Hereford projects here in this part of the world. But it's a cattle all over the world for feeding and breeding purposes. We have tried to find some way to control the various terrible diseases which affect the cattle business. In fact, we ask this Republican Congress, this Republican idiot, do-nothing Congress, to appropriate funds for a laboratory to investigate some of these terrible cattle diseases. And they didn't do one thing about it, yet in their platform they said they were for just that. When I called them back into extra session, I asked them to do something about it. Did they do it? No. No, they didn't do anything but cause trouble for the country. Now they're trying to get out of that. I'm telling you just exactly how they feel towards the people and what they'll do for the people. I wish you'd go back over the list of things that they did to the people in this 80th Congress. You wouldn't have one bit of trouble making up your mind. I know the people in Texas are going to make up their minds the right way because they know what's what when it comes to the government of the people, for the people, and by the people. I'm asking you to turn out on election day and give us the biggest majority we've ever had in the history of the country. We've got them on the run now. We've got them scared. We want to keep them that way because the welfare of this country is at stake in this campaign. I want you to remember that. It means everything in the world as to whether the people of the socialists run the country. I've been all over the West, and I've explained to the farmers in Iowa just exactly what the Soviet Congress tried to teach them. I've been in Colorado and California and Utah and New Mexico and Arizona, and now I'm in Texas, explaining to the people that this Congress did everything possible to take the government away from the people. They tried to ruin the reclamation project. They tried to ruin the farmer by taking the soil from under the price support program. They've done everything that's possible to ruin the country and turn the clock back. Well, now, you don't want to go along with people and turn the clock back. You better get in and see people turn the clock forward. People who look forward and looking out for the welfare of the people. Here comes this country. 1927 was $217 billion, the greatest race in the world. And that income was distributed so that most everybody had a fair share of it. The farmers got their share of it. Businessmen got their share of it. Labor got a fair share of it. And by the way, there are 61 million people employed in this country right now, more than ever has been employed in the history of the country. And we can go forward and do even better than that if you want a forward look at administration to take care of the business of the government. Please, on election day, go out and show that you believe in a forward-looking administration. And vote the Democratic ticket straight. You won't have any trouble whatever. Now, it'll make it a lot easier for me, too, because I won't have to be bothered with housing charges. I'll live in the White House another 4 years. Wonder if you'd like to meet my wife and daughter. Miss Truman. My daughter, Margaret.
I'm glad the Democratic Council to victory. I certainly appreciate that.